Before we move on to the next part of our service, which is presentation of awards, I just want to have a quick look, just a few minutes, at a passage in God's Word. And that passage, I'll put it on the screen. You can look at it in your Bibles if you want as well. It's Mark chapter 10 and verses 13 to 16. And we have here the occasion where the Lord Jesus Christ was there and people started to bring their children to see the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see it there. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And as you look at the context of that chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ had been talking about family matters. He'd been talking about to his disciples, and he was talking about marriage. And so the conversation was around the family. And then people started to bring their children. And it says they're young children, and that means small children, probably even babies, and most likely those very young children. And as the crowd gathered there around Jesus, as it always did when he was teaching and preaching, the parents, they brought their children to Jesus. And it says there they brought young children to him. It was a process. They were bringing him. There was like a line, and there was parents coming, and there was a flow of people bringing their children to see Jesus. And we see there in the next part of that verse 13, the disciples were watching. But they had a little bit different attitude here. His disciples rebuked those that brought them. They felt that this was an intrusion on Jesus' time. They felt to be a violation of things they considered more important. They felt that this was low priority. To have these people queuing up with their babies and young children. And you can imagine the moment here. Jesus is seeing the children, and the disciples start to forbid them, start to stop them, try to stop them. And it says there in verse 13, the disciples rebuked them that brought them. And that word rebuked is a very strong word. It's punishment, holds the meaning of punishment. The disciples, they were threatening these parents. They were saying, look, you can't be interrupting Jesus by bringing your babies here, your children. It's very disturbing to him. He's trying to teach us. We're trying to get on with things. Stop bringing your children. We can't have this happening. Go away. And you can imagine that moment when the disciples did that. And what was Lord Jesus Christ's reaction to what his disciples were doing? See it there in verse 14. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. Much displeased. These words, much displeased, it's not often used of Christ. You know, sometimes Christ, as you read through his time on earth, sometimes he got frustrated with his disciples. Sometimes he was just disappointed with his disciples. Here, he is displeased. He's angry. And this is rare. It's rare. But here the Lord Jesus Christ is filled with indignation of what his disciples were doing here, stopping the children coming, telling the parents off, turning them away. The Lord Jesus Christ wasn't happy. Now, I think there's a few reasons for that. I think Jesus loved the children, the babies. He knew they were a creation of God, of himself, a creation of his. And he felt a tender affection, sympathy for them. He knew that they were born into a world of sin and that they were born to sin, with sin in their heart. And I think he was also displeased with his disciples because he was turning away their parents as well. And Lord Jesus Christ, he loves everyone. And he knew that if you said no to the parents' children, you're going to have a tough time talking to the parents. And he knew that he could use these children to reach the hearts of their parents. And he was also displeased with them because no one, not even a baby, not even a small baby or a very young child, no one is outside the concern of God. God loves them all. And no one coming to God, coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, is intruding on his time. He always has time for everyone who wants to come to him. And I think the Lord Jesus Christ was also displeased with his disciples, much displeased, because he saw in these children a tremendous picture, illustration that he could use, and he took advantage of it every time he could. And, you know, I think he was also angry because you should not ever tell anybody they can't come to Christ. The disciples were doing the exact opposite of what the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth to do. He came to reach the lost, and here the disciples are turning them away, forbidding them, not allowing it. And we see there in verse 14, he says unto them, suffer, which means allow, permit. Suffer, permit these little children. Don't forbid them. Let them come. Let them come unto me. Don't forbid them. Don't stop them. Let them come. You know, he was saying to his disciples, don't do this. Let these come. Let them come. Let them keep coming. Don't stop them. Don't rebuke them. And, you know, these parents that brought their children to see Jesus, their motive was pure. They weren't coming for some magical ceremony. They weren't coming to get something out of it for themselves. They just wanted to bring their children to Jesus. And Jesus says to his disciples, allow them to come. Let them come. Don't stop them. Don't forbid them. Don't ever do that again. And I think, as you think about the Lord Jesus Christ here in this passage, saying, suffer, allow, permit the children to come to me. And I think that's a principle of ministry that God has used in his church throughout the time, years since Christ was here. And God has given the heart of his people a heart for reaching out to children. And I think we have that heart here. We see Sunday school, the Sunday school classes. And Sunday school allows children, if you like, to come to Jesus, to hear the stories of Jesus, to learn of what Jesus did when he was here on earth. And we must allow, we must suffer, permit the little children to come to Jesus. And we can praise God for what he's doing right here with the little ones and the not so little ones. God, let them come to Jesus. And I think why the Lord Jesus Christ thought it was so important to take those children and to give them his time, and he directed his disciples to let them come. They came readily, they came eagerly. And one writer said, talking about children, have you ever noticed this mysterious thing, he said, that when you tell the smallest child about God, that child never asks who or what is God. They just believe. Simple, pure faith. The coming of children, little children, to Jesus is very important. And we see that there in the end of verse 14, where he says, for of such is the kingdom of God. For of such is the kingdom of God. A very important statement here. He's not saying that those children that he held that day were automatically going to heaven. He wasn't saying that. They didn't get a special pass because they came and Jesus held them or spoke with them. That wasn't what he was saying. He was going beyond those children that he saw that day. And he was making a general statement. Those who are like these children, they shall have a place in heaven. And what did he mean by that? How can we be like those children? Think about a child. Lord Jesus Christ was thinking of the simplicity, the openness, the honesty that you find in a child. No hypocrisy. Humble, weak, and faith. And if you remember those times when you hold a little baby in your arms, that little baby doesn't have any fear. It trusts you. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ is talking about here. And in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, Jesus repeated this. He said, "Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven." You know, when you think about it, we have to come to the Lord Jesus Christ with a childlike heart. Come simply, honestly, no pretenses, dependent, weak, needy. And these are the ones that the Lord Jesus Christ said shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. Those who come humbly and believe and trust in him. And that's what Jesus wanted to bring forth this day when he brought the children to him. He welcomed them. He wanted to show and illustrate that we need to have a childlike heart, to have that same attitude as a little child. We need to humble ourselves and realise there's nothing in us, nothing that we can do. It's all for Jesus. And he died on the cross in our place, and he paid the price for our sins, and he alone can cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But when we come to him, we can't come with any pride. We can't come with any self-worth. We have to come humbly, just like a little child came to Jesus that day, with that pure, humble heart, that weakness, that simplicity. And that's what we have to be like. We have to have the heart of a small child to come to Jesus. And that's what we can see in this passage that we just briefly look at this morning. Coming to Jesus with a childlike heart. Thank you.